Welcome back to another Future Sox podcast. I'm your host, Clinton Cole, and we have a special guest on the line here via Skype. It's Gavin Sheets, Gavin Down, playing with the Birmingham Barons now. Gavin, thanks a lot for your time, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so we talked, when I think it was in the winter at some point. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Might have been December or whenever that was, but before we get into baseball stuff, I mean, how's the transition down to Birmingham been for you?
It's been fun, you know. Obviously, getting used to the heat's the biggest thing. I mean, it's hot down here, but it's been a lot of fun. We're starting to get things going again, and I think we're in the lead right now to start the second half. So it's good to see everybody getting it going, and we're having a lot of fun now.
Yeah, especially for you yourself. I think since June, you've really been on a tear. So I know you've kind of, worked on your swing, worked on the swing this offseason. And so how's that been going for you? And, what's been your key to success here, that last, what do you want to call it, month and a half, I guess?
Yeah, I got off to a slow start, which was frustrating. But, just trying to adapt to the new league and better pitching and, really put together some better bats and look to do some more damage at the plate, which was, I think, has been the main thing for me is, looking to get a pitch to drive and looking to do something with it. And, over this last month and a half, I've really been able to do that. And, the extra base hits have been coming and the power's been coming with it.
Yeah, it's one of the things we talked about over the winter. It was no secret in terms of, what you needed to do or what, people needed to see for you to move up. And that was the power, obviously the average is there and the on-base percentage and all that good stuff. But the power numbers are really something that a lot of, I guess fans in media and whatever it may have been, it is no secret what needed to improve on. And, 11 home
sure.
runs this year. And like you mentioned, the extra base hits. So, is it something you've changed with your swing? Are you seeing the ball better, or what's really been the key to your success with that in that aspect?
Being able to get the ball hitting the right field, or getting in the air, and they're not on the off season for it. But it's also looking to do more damage at the plate, and when I get my pitch, I'm not not missing it. So I think that's been the biggest adjustment, and putting together a pretty good season so far.
I talked to Steele last week and asked him about, the differences between Knappels and Winston, and he said that, for the most part, it isn't a huge difference, but I know that jump from single A to double A, that the talent is a lot different. So is that what you've seen, or what have been the biggest differences between Birmingham and Winston?
Yeah, there's definitely a big jump. Everybody's the experience that is in this league with the pitchers we're facing and the defense that we're playing. There is that jump there, and it was pretty clear in the beginning, and there was definitely a big adjustment phase for all of us. And I think we're a pretty relatively young team, and it was a big jump in the beginning, and I think that we've all adjusted really well to it. And but the biggest thing is just guys are there's so much experience in the league with pitchers of throwing the different counts and the scouting reports that we have and the way the defenses play us. Once you get through that and you adjust to it and you just try to go with the game, at every level there's a step up and it's all about who can adjust the quickest.
So you guys have had a string of walk-off wins. I think it was like four out of your last five or something like that, whatever that was. So how exciting is that?
It was crazy. It's just just the way things are going in the second half. We're finding ways to win ball games, and it was a crazy stretch that we had there, four in a row of walk-offs, and it's a sign of a good team that can put together a win and the really clutch at bats in big moments of the game. So obviously that was a really fun stretch, but we're gonna try to get some done before the ninth inning.
How great has it been to have Omar moving up with you?
It's been great. There's that comfort level that you have with him. And, obviously it was tough for all of us in the beginning when we were really struggling. And, the way he manages and he kept it loose. And he told us that we had the talent to get it done. And at some point it was all going to click. So it was nice having him. And because he obviously knew what we did last year and the talent that we have around us. So he stayed calm the whole time, and now he's got us going again.
You have a lot of the guys that you were with in Winston, and then, you know, I guess I'm not going to name all the names. You know who they are. So, I mean, that aspect as well. You know, you've played with a lot of these guys for most of a good year and a half now.
Absolutely. And, you know, that also helps a lot. I mean, we're as close a team as you can find. And, you know, I think that was the nice thing, is that we all looked around the room. We knew the talent we had. We knew, you know, we just won both halves the year before. So, you know, obviously we came in last place in the first half, but we knew that once it clicked, it was going to be, we were going to get it going. And I think that's what you're seeing now. And, you know, it helps. It helps being comfortable with everybody around.
This is a random question for you. I don't know, for some of our listeners who maybe haven't played baseball before, or, you know, maybe that watch it but haven't actually experienced in the batter's box, you know, when late in games, when, you know, they bring in a situation with a lefty to face a lefty or a righty, you know, whatever it may be, how does that affect – I don't want to say how does that affect you, but is there that big of a difference when you're facing a lefty or a righty, or when a righty's facing a lefty or a righty? I know it has to do with seeing the ball, obviously, but for those of you know, our listeners that have not played baseball before, can you kind of explain that to them?
Yeah, I mean, especially late in the games, when they're bringing out somebody to go right on right or left on left, there's a reason for that. I mean, those guys are usually – they specialize in getting out – left-handers or right-handers. So usually there's a wipeout pitch that they have, either a slider or a big curveball that is pretty devastating. So, you know, having guys at the end of the bullpen that you can bring in to, you know, if I see a lefty getting warmed up and they're coming in, especially for me, there's always, you know, you're prepared for a battle, because you know that they have some kind of pitch that is devastating to that guy that they're going to face. So you just get ready for his best pitch and try to battle as best you can.
Do you enjoy facing right-handed pitchers more than in that case? Or, I mean, does it really matter to you? Or,
you know, in terms of a starter, it doesn't really matter. Usually you see relievers have a little bit sharper stuff, and, you know, they attack you a little bit differently than a starting pitcher would. But, you know, I try to – it doesn't play a huge difference, but obviously I'd rather face a righty in general.
A couple more questions, we'll let you go. A couple of the guys that have come through or are there now, you know, that you've played with. I know, obviously, Micah was hurt this year now. Got hurt this year. Some of the other position players, I mean, Blake's been playing really, really well for you guys.
Yeah.
And then, obviously Madrigal and then Luis Robert moving up. So, I guess we'll start with Blake, you know, a guy that you spent, you know, a lot of time with last year. And then, I don't know if you guys – were you guys in Kannapolis at the same time, too, I think, for –
We were.
For a little while. So, I mean, you and Blake, I'm sure you know him pretty well, but what's it been like to see him kind of catch fire here lately?
No, it's been great. I mean, we've been roommates since, you know, Kannapolis as well. So, it's been really good to see him catch fire, because obviously the start was very frustrating for him. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is he's got his confidence back, and he's swinging the bat really, really well. You know, for me, it's nice having – you know, Madrigal, Robert, and Rutherford all hit in front of you, because, I mean, you're guaranteed to have somebody at second or third by the time you come to the plate. And, you know, he's been swinging it really well. He's got his confidence back, and, you know, I expect to see him continue this rise and have a really good second half.
And then moving on to Nick Madrigal, I know some of the fans think that, you know, maybe he's not hitting home runs and maybe he's not going to be as useful in moving up and all this other stuff, but what is it about Madrigal that you know that he's going to make it to the South Side and he's going to be an impact player?
Oh, man, you know, it's not all about the home runs. And you watch him play. He can do so much on a baseball field. And it's so fun to watch, just with his defense and the way he changes games, you know, on both sides of the ball. And, you know, I mean, he's hitting 400 in Double-A. So I don't know if home runs really matter at that point. But he can steal bases. He's a gamer. He can, you know, he changes the game with the pitching. He can put pickoffs on, and he's always looking to do something to help the team find a win. So, you know, it's just one of those guys that he's a gamer, and he finds ways to win. And I think everybody needs that on their team. And he's an exciting player, and he'll definitely be moving up.
And the last guy that literally can do everything on the baseball field, and that's Luis Robert. I mean, you know, he was injured a little bit last year. We got to see him at the tail end there in Winston, but he was still kind of battling some stuff. And then this year we've seen what he can do healthy. And, I mean, is there anything that this guy cannot do?
No. I mean, it was so much fun having him here. And just I was in his batting practice group and seeing him day in and day out, the stuff that he can do. It's pretty incredible. I've never been around a player like it in my life. And, you know, to see the way he runs, the way he plays the outfield, man, it's exciting. I'm excited for him. I'm excited to see, you know, how fast he moves and what he does at the next level. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons to be excited if you're a White Sox fan.
Last thing for you, Gavin, I'll let you go. I know, you know, it's not up to you as to when you move up and all that other good stuff. And I know you want to just keep doing what you're doing, but do you think I always need to improve all that cliche stuff, but what do you think, or is there anything you need to specifically improve on, whether it be defense, offense, whatever it may be, before you move up to AAA and hopefully eventually get your shot?
Yeah, you know, I'm just going to continue to try to do what I'm doing right now. Obviously, I think to get, you know, just a little more consistency with the power and you know, continue to have at-bats like I've had since June. And I think if I can continue to do that, you know, I'll be ready. But I think to continue to put a good string of at-bats together going forward and, you know, who knows, hopefully get the shot and see what I can do with it.
All right, Gavin, thank you for your time, man. I appreciate it. You know, best of luck to you, and hopefully see you in Charlotte pretty soon, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Always fun.
All right, that was Gavin Sheets down at the Birmingham Barons on the latest Future Sox podcast. Thanks for his time today. And be sure to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, @FutureSox.